the wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
The celebrities have started trickling into the jungle last night on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and there are more to come. The list is quite interesting, Gunners, okay? They've got two politicians, that controversial one, Sam Dastyari, and Jackie Lambie's in there as well. Footy legend Dermot Brereton.
That'll be funny in a second, just wait.
Gossip guru Richard Reid, Gogglebox TV critics Angie Kent and Evie Jones. Also famous foodie Justine Schofield, controversial TV host AJ Rochester. She's an oversharer, by the way. Do you remember she was the host for Biggest Loser or one of those shows?
Yep, remember that.
The comedian Tahir Biljic, TV presenter and actor Luke Jacobs, who's actually in there for quite a good cause. He's raising money for cancer, which is actually Carrie Bickmore's foundation because his father passed away suddenly of brain cancer. So he's in there to raise awareness and funds, which is really cute. Newsreader Natasha Exelby is also in there. And, of course, the ladies do need some eye candy, Gunners. So they've thrown in Love Island's reality TV star Justin Lacko, whose talent is how keenly aware he is of his attractiveness.
Wow, you're ridiculously good-looking.
One of the funniest things, though, is when other celebrities don't recognise who the other celebrities are and they're being super polite about it. They're kind of like, hi, 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 who are you? Yeah, great. Or what about when the Goggleboxers, Angie Kent and Evie Jones, were watching the celebrities enter the jungle on the screens off set?
That's Jackie Lambie.
Oh, my God, it's Jackie.
She looks beautiful. Look, Jacob.
With a Z.
Is it?
Oh, he is so good-looking.
Cute.
Maybe you and I are soulmates.
I think he might be.
He's married.
He's engaged.
Well, it's not married,
same.
Is it?
No, you can slip right on in there.
Oh.
Yep.
Who's that?
Is that
the footy player?
Yep, AFL.
What's his name?
Dermot.
What's his first name?
Dermot.
His first name Dermot?
Dermot. Dermot.
His name's Dermot?
Dermot.
His name's Dermot?
Dermot.
But what's his last name?
Brereton. 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 Beresford.
Are you making this up? So his first name is actually Dermot.
When you think about it, Dermot is a stupid name, isn't it?
Well, kind of. What about his last name, though? Can you pronounce it?
Brereton. Beresford.
Brereton.
Everything but.
Of course, I'm a Celebrity kicked off last night and continues tonight on 10.
Now, if you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, you may have just picked up on one of the cameo actors that starred alongside Rami Malek in the Queen biopic. It was none other than Adam Lambert, the US singer who's currently fronting Queen on their stadium shows. Now, in the movie, Lambert plays a scruffy, bearded trucker at a truck stop. Did you spot it?
Sad news for Steve Buscemi. His wife of more than 30 years, Joe Andres, a filmmaker and choreographer, has passed away at the age of 65. Her cause of death is unknown. The couple had been married since 1987 and were notoriously private. They have a son, Lucien, who's 29.
And Kate Hudson recently gave birth to a baby girl, Rani, and opened up to ET to talk about the differences between raising boys and girls and the age difference.
It's like the family like huddles around and it's like everyone gets their strategy and then we're like, you know, hike, let's do this. Because they're seven years apart. So Ryder's seven from Bing and Bing's seven from Rani. Which means I've basically been having children my entire adult life.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.